From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Rutland's Department of Public Works is preparing to take down all of the city's ash trees. This comes in response to the arrival in Vermont of the emerald ash borer, an invasive insect that kills ash trees. Public Works Commissioner Jeff Wenberg told the Rutland Herald that many of the city's 355 ash trees are in prominent spots, but most will be dead within the next few years. Waiting for the trees to die naturally would double the removal costs. Wenberg said Rutland has long anticipated the ash borer's arrival and that the city stopped planting ash trees back in 2008. The emerald ash borer was first found in Vermont in February, and they have since been detected in Orange, Washington, Caledonia, and Bennington counties. The Department of Health confirmed Monday that a Vermont resident recently died of a rare complication from Lyme disease called Lyme carditis. It is the first such reported death in Vermont. Officials say only 1% of Lyme cases result in Lyme carditis, in which the disease enters the tissues of the heart. Health Commissioner Mark Levine says the public should not be alarmed about Lyme carditis, but that people should seek treatment for any Lyme-related symptoms.
Antibiotics will take care of Lyme, and antibiotics will take care of this manifestation we've been talking about, carditis.
The health department says Lyme carditis is treatable. It has issued an advisory to healthcare providers to ask Lyme disease patients about any heart-related symptoms. A Vermont man accused by relatives of killing his millionaire grandfather and his mother to collect inheritance money is scheduled to go before a Connecticut probate judge in an effort to tap into a family trust to pay for legal expenses. The hearing in Nathan Carman's case is set for this afternoon. Carman denies involvement in the 2013 killing of his grandfather in Connecticut and the 2016 death of his mother, who disappeared during a boating trip that originated in Rhode Island. No arrests have been made in either case. Relatives are trying to block Carman from collecting from his grandfather's estate. Authorities say a man on the run from police in Vermont drove into a lake in an attempt to escape. WCAX-TV reports police encountered the man while searching for a suspect in an armed robbery of a gas station in Enosburg Saturday night. Police say the man led officers then on a 20-mile chase into St. Albans, where he drove onto a dock and into Lake Champlain, but they caught him on an adjacent dock after he tried to swim away. Eye in the sky forecast for today: widely scattered showers and thunderstorms from the Adirondacks and Route 2 northward. South of Route 2 today, a rising chance of showers and potentially severe storms as well. Highs in the 80s north today and near 90 degrees south. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.